time for another WNST Baltimore Sports News Update. Here's Luke Jones.
Mark Andrews met with the media following the Ravens' big win over Detroit on Sunday afternoon.
Mark, Pittsburgh a couple weeks ago, you described kind of the sleep, you said, I think the term you used was a sleeping giant. When you start correcting some mistakes, do you feel like that's more in line of what you're capable of when you, you know, cut out the mistakes?
Yeah, I think that was I think we played really well. I think it was efficient ball, consistent ball, and I think guys made plays left and right, everybody on the field. A lot of, you know, we have a lot of dangerous playmakers, so when we do that, we're efficient. It's hard to stop, and I think you saw that the first four drives.
Mark, I know you want to have a big game every week, but do you have any extra motivation with today being National Tight End Day?
I think for me, we had a more importantly, we had a little boy in our facility this week, Isaac. That was at the – I'm wearing a Isaac band, and I had met him a few years back in L.A., and he was going through a hard time. You know, life's not fair, and, you know, he really touched me, and it was awesome to see him this week. So I told him that, you know, we were going to go out, and I was going to get him some touchdowns and win this game, and just extremely blessed to be able to see him, see how strong he is right now, and just the message is continue to fight, man. Just continue to fight and be happy. You know, people are going through things in life, and just take it day by day and just be happy you're alive and taking a breath like he does.
Mark, did it seem like Lamar was, I mean, Lamar's had games like this also, but it seemed like he was in his own. How on point do you feel Lamar was on today?
He was slinging it, man. He was on the money all day. Money Lamar. And, at times, just extending drives, you know, if you had to. But ball placement was incredible.
Were you surprised that they were kind of off you guys a little bit as far as coverage?
I think that, you know, they played hard. They're a good team. And, I think we took advantage of, you know, whatever, you know, whatever Monk saw, you know, he called a really good game plan. So, I think guys made plays.
Mark, you talked all season about how good the potential is of this offense. To put it all together in this game, what does that do for the offense moving forward?
Well, I think it's time. You know, you talk about the time of year that it is. It's, you know, time to separate and become the team that you want to be. I think if we can continue to stack, continue to get better and take it week by week. You know, now we're focused on Arizona and, hopefully, you know, become even a better team this week than we were, you know, during this game. So that's our goal every week is to get better.
I mean, yeah, speaking of that, Mark, I mean, we've heard you talk about putting losses or disappointing performances behind you. Do you have to do that to some degree with a great performance as well?
I'm going to, you know, my mom and dad are in town and my girlfriend, so I'm going to celebrate that. And, I'm already, you know, looking on to Arizona. I'm excited about that to go home and play a good game. This is a big game for us, and no one in this locker room or this organization is going to take this lightly.
Mark, when you look at what this offense did today, last week, obviously not scoring, but does it feel like, you know, you guys are kind of getting more in sync with Todd, and he knows what you do well, and you know what he likes to call? I mean, is that a thing for an offense?
I think today was lights out. I think, you know, just by Lamar, obviously Coach Monk, you know, from the top down, you know, on the offense side of the ball, those two guys were elite.
Mark, is there anything about this team that, I mean, overall team for the Ravens, to go out and beat, you know, a Lions team that had the best record in the NFL by 32 points?
Yeah, and I think guys were ready, prepared, and I think someone mentioned it earlier, and just that the whole week in London and getting back here, and I think that guys did a great job of getting their sleep, getting right, being pros, and showed today. Lights out, all three phases. You know, defense, shout out to them. They lockdown every game. It's every game they're just bringing it. So we got a dangerous team. I'm excited. Like I said, just week by week.
You're a blocker as well. How would you rate the offensive line?
10, man. 10. Yeah.
All right. Thanks, Mike.
Thank you, guys. God bless.